Verse 19, when my basic necessities waste away, it is the wheel of evil karma returning on me for being disrespectful towards others' necessities. From now on, I shall help others find their needs. Okay, so when basic necessities waste away, so the things that you need to stay alive, it becomes difficult to get them. You know, your house starts falling apart. I was going to say your car starts falling apart, but I don't think you really need a car to stay alive, but, you know, we think we do. Okay. Our body starts falling apart. We can't get the food that we want. Good example, hurricanes. You know, your house is destroyed by a hurricane, destroyed by a fire. Thieves break into the place where you're living and steal your stuff. You know, you have a hard time just having the basic necessities. Okay? So this is a result of our own negative karma. It's this boomerang effect of our negative karma coming back at us. What did we do? We were disrespectful towards others' necessities. Okay? So what did we do? We wanted things for ourselves alone. We didn't share what we had. We stole other people's things. We cheated them out of their stuff. Yeah. We took the biggest portion of everything instead of sharing it equally. You know how you are with your brothers and sisters, you know? I'll take one more scoop of this than you get. Okay? We didn't pay wages, you know, properly. We exploited workers. So, you know, we made it difficult for others to have the things that they needed. Yeah? So this could include, for example, like I was saying, exploiting workers. So, you know, in a business, let's say, that doesn't pay, you know, that has branches abroad and doesn't pay the people adequate wages, or sweatshop labor, this kind of thing, not properly caring for one's employees. Yeah. So this is the kind of actions we did that now we have a hard time getting whatever it is that we, you know, that we need to stay alive. Okay, so the best insurance against floods and fires and thieves is not with Allstate or Farmers or Church Mutual. Okay, the best insurance is from now on I shall help others find their needs. So from now on, when other people, you know, need basic necessities, we will help them get the things that they need. Okay? So we could donate things to charities, we could give things away, we could, you know, do all sorts of things that help other people get what they need, you know, share our things, give them references or recommendations or, you know, all sorts of ways to help others. Okay. So, and in addition, you know, to not only helping others find their needs, is not being so stingy with our own stuff and being able to share it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, do the taking and giving meditation with this. You know, take on their suffering, give them our possessions, specifically our necessities. So if you've had things stolen or whatever, instead of being angry at the thief, you know, just think a little bit about how much they may have needed it, you know, and mentally give it to them. Okay, verse 20. When my mind becomes unclear and my heart unhappy, it is the weapon of evil karma returning on me for making others accumulate negative karma. From now on, I shall discard contributing to others' negative acts. So when my mind becomes unclear and my heart unhappy. Okay, we've all had that happen. Yeah, nothing special has happened in our life. Sometimes there's not even a reason, but we just feel kind of depressed and down in the dumps and grumpy. Okay? or even something has happened, but you know, our mind is like making this big deal about it, and we're just, you know, feeling so low spirited and dragging ourselves around. Okay, you know, and this particularly happens when it comes to Dharma, isn't it? You know, it's like time for Dharma teachings. Oh, I don't feel good. I'm tired and I'm kind of unhappy. I should really do something that perks up my spirit, you know? But when it's time for entertainment, we never feel unhappy and discouraged, do we? You know, our friends ask us out to the movie. They ask us to go bowling. They ask us to go folk dancing or square dancing. That's coming back in style now, isn't it? You know, they ask you to treat your golfing. What else are they asking you to do? What do you people like to do? Come on. What? Pool? Okay. Okay. They ask you to go shoot pool. Okay. Go for a hike. What else?
Movies,
yes. Let's go watch the latest Schwarzenegger movie in California. Okay. Yeah, so we're very easily, we have lots of energy for doing that, don't we? We never feel too sad, too down in the dumps when it comes to entertainment, but for Dharma, you know, we get a little sluggish. Okay, so what's happening then? Yeah, why don't we have enough energy to do Dharma? I mean, we'll drive clear across town to go to a movie, but we won't drive clear across town to go to the Dharma Center. You know, yeah. We'll drive for hours and hours and hours to, you know, go to Vegas. Well, maybe. Or hours and hours and hours to go, you know, someplace where you're going to have a good time. But, you know, can't drive to come to see the Abbey. It's too far away. But it's true, isn't it? Okay, so it's the wheel of evil weapon returning upon me. What did we do? For making others accumulate negative karma. Okay, so we've encouraged other people's negative actions. We've asked the people we live with to lie for us. You know, somebody calls us on the phone, we don't want to talk to them. We tell our family member, you know, tell them I'm not home. We ask people to make up excuses for us, you know, why we're late for work, why we broke an appointment. You know, you ask your employees to kind of lie to a customer, or you ask your colleagues to cover for you so that your boss doesn't find out what you're doing. You know, you lie to your professors, you know, turn in a completely a paper that you got off the internet. And, you know, one of my friends was teaching a course this summer, and some of the students were doing this, yeah, and she caught on, and pretty difficult for them. Okay, but we do these kinds of, you know, we encourage other people to be dishonest. We encourage other people. You know, you invite somebody out for a live seafood meal. You're encouraging their negative karma of killing. You invite somebody to go hunting with you. Yeah. You know, you tell somebody about how to cheat on their taxes. Yeah. Or you encourage somebody to get angry, or encourage somebody to talk bad about another person, you know, behind their back. Yeah? Or encouraging people to be selfish, or making them regret their negative actions. You know, so there's lots of things just in our daily life interactions that often we may not even pay attention to, in which we are encouraging other people to you know, act unethically. And that's so counter, you know, because sometimes the people we're asking to act unethically are the people we care about the most. And when these people die, then we go rushing to the temple and say, please pray for my deceased ones. You know, I love my husband, my wife, my parents, my kids. And you do those meditations, practicing patience again and again and again and again. Yeah? Three. Okay, so we should really try instead to encourage our dear ones to do positive actions. Encourage them to be generous. Encourage them to be kind. Encourage them to be forgiving and not hold on to grudges. Yeah? So really taking the time to do this with the people that we care about. You know, and then when they die, we don't have to worry so much about them because they've created some positive karma. Okay? So, what shall we do instead? From now on, I shall discard contributing to others' negative acts. So instead of facilitating others' bad behavior, we're going to stop that. Even if they don't like us, even if they criticize us, we're not going to, you know, facilitate others' negative actions. And instead, what we're going to do is encourage them to do positive things. You know, come along and retreat with me. You know, come, let's just hear this talk. You know, leave a Dharma book out on the coffee table. Don't push them to read it. Just leave it there. See if they pick it up. Okay? So there's all sorts of things that we can do. You know, encourage them to give to charities. You know, whatever charity what they feel close to, encourage them to do that. You know, or encourage them to be forgiving, especially with other family members, instead of just, you know, a couple of you siding together against another sibling or whatever. You know, try and encourage people to forgive. Okay, so again, do the taking and giving meditation here. So, take on the suffering of all those whose minds are unclear and their hearts unhappy. And take that upon us, you know. So, especially, like when your mind is very unclear, when you feel real confused, when you're very sleepy and sluggish, when you sit down to meditate and you can't focus. You know, instead of just going, forget it, you know, I'm going to sleep. Well, I try. Try doing the taking and giving meditation and taking on those who are similarly struggling with their meditation practice in that way, or similarly struggling to stay awake, like everybody else in the room. Okay. And take on their stuff.